Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you today. Great to have you in that listening audience. We're going to be talking about the Battle of Gideon here in Judges chapter 7 in just a minute. But first, I want to just give you a brief update on what's going on here in Africa. I'm in Kenya today, and we're planning for a crusade over in Sabatia, about 30 miles from here in Mumias. And so ask for your prayers for that crusade. We're setting up right in the middle of town at a big marketplace. We have a big tarmac, couple acre field right in the middle of town. And so it should be a great crusade. And so we just ask for your prayers for that, that people would come to know the Lord, that people would cry out to Him. And we pray that many pastors would join us. We have about 20 that are working with us now, but it's going to get greater. It's going to get bigger as we go. And so keep that in your prayers. And at the children's home, the Living Water Children's Home, we now have about 34 children, and they're in school. We have them in about three or four different schools, depending on their age group and their situation. Some of the secondary high schools have to go to a boarding school because there aren't any secondary schools in our neighborhood. And so we ask you to keep those children in your prayers. We have our dukkah, our shop, and our potion mill up and running. Been running for about 2 weeks now, and people are starting to come. We're having many customers come, and so we're very thankful for that as well. And so we look forward to even greater projects in the days ahead. We're praying about building a school out there, so if you would be inclined to join that, pray about that. Maybe you can support that effort. We'd love to build a school out there in Makunda so we have a good Christian school for our children and the other children of the neighborhood to go to. So keep all of that in your prayers, and we'll be moving forward in the days ahead on that school project. Well, today is part three of Gideon's story. Gideon was a child of the Israelites, and he was timid, and he was afraid because the Midianites, the enemy of Israel, was tormenting them and stealing their produce. And God called on Gideon, and an angel of the Lord showed up, and Gideon was hiding actually in the wine press, and he was thrashing his wheat in the wine press when the angel of the Lord spoke to him. And the angel of the Lord said to Gideon, "Mighty man of valor." And so God had a plan for Gideon's life. You can go back the last couple of weeks, listen to those messages. The archives of my messages are on the website, gatheredtheoutcast.com. But Gideon was appointed by God to lead God's army against the people of Midian, against the army of the Midianites, which numbered as camels on the land, as the sand on the seashore. There was tens of thousands of the Midianites, and yet God brought up this army through Gideon, and they defeated the Midianites. Well, I'm getting ahead of myself just a little bit here, but God, in chapter 7 of Judges, has now decided He's going to show Gideon how He's going to put His army together. And so in Judges chapter 7, verse 2, the Lord said to Gideon, "The people who are with you," there was 32,000 of the Israelites with Gideon. He said, "The Lord said to Gideon, 'The people who are with you are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel claim glory for itself against me, saying, My own hand has saved me.'" And so God looks at Gideon's army, 32,000 people, and there was well over 100,000 of the Midianites. And God says, "No, Gideon, there's too many in your army, because if you go into battle with that number of people in your army, you're going to think that it was your hand that saved you. You're going to think that it was your power that saved you." And God said, "I'm going to show you that you can do with a lot less people in your army, and I'm going to trim your army down so that you can't take any glory or any of the credit for the victory that is coming to you." Well, beloved, I want you to know that there's a great teaching in that verse right there. Is God for you? Yes, God is for you. If God is for you, nothing can be against you. And I'm not saying you're never going to get sick. I'm not saying you're never going to have any financial difficulties or any troubles or tribulation in life. You will have persecution. You will have trouble. You have trials. But let me tell you, if God is for you, that is enough. And if everybody else is against you and God is for you, that is enough, and you will be victorious in whatever situation you are encountering, whatever direction you go. If God is for you, beloved, that is enough. And so I want to encourage you today. Maybe you're tentative about stepping out in your Christian walk. Maybe God is calling you to salvation. Maybe He's calling you to a higher call, some type of ministry in your Christian walk. I want you to know today, if you step out, the Lord is faithful. He will be with you. He will strengthen you. He will encourage you. And you don't need a big army with you. You just need what the Lord supplies. My God is sufficient for your every need. My God shall supply all of your needs according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And so if you step out with God beside, the Holy Spirit alongside you and abiding in you, you can accomplish great things for the kingdom of God. You can accomplish great things in your life. You can do whatever it is God is calling you to do. You can break free from addictions. You can move into ministry. You can restore your marriage. You can restore relationships with people that are broken. All of these things, if God is with you, which He is, if you accept Him and you walk in obedience to His commandments, then He is with you and you will be victorious. Well, this is the way that God trimmed down Gideon's army. In verse 3, He says, "Now therefore proclaim in the hearing of the people, saying, whoever is fearful and afraid, let him turn and depart at once from Mount Gilead." And so 22,000 of the people returned and 10,000 remained. So God immediately trims down the army from 32,000 to 10,000. And then Gideon was probably thinking, well, I'm standing here with now one third of my army. What's going to happen next? Well, the Lord says to him in verse 4, the Lord said to Gideon, "The people are still too many. Bring them down to the water, and I will test them for you there. Then it will be that of whom I say to you, this one shall go with you, the same shall go with you, and whomever I say to you, this one shall not go with you, the same shall not go." Well, God gave in scenario, God gave Gideon an instruction on how he was to choose these people, which ones would stay and which ones would go. And it was according to how they lapped the water. And so when it was all said and done, the number of those who lapped, putting their hand to their mouth, was 300 men, but all the rest of the people got down on their knees to drink water. And then the Lord said to Gideon, verse 7, "By the 300 men who lapped, I will save you and deliver the Midianites into your hand. Let all the other people go, every man to his place." So now, what started out as an army of 32,000 is now down to 300. And I'm sure Gideon is probably standing there feeling like he has no clothes on. He probably feels like he has absolutely no protection. And if that was you and me in that situation, I'm sure we would be feeling the same way. And Gideon was probably saying, how can I go and defeat this huge army of the Midianites with just 300 people? Well, beloved, God had a plan for these 300 people. And so He takes Gideon to look at the camp of the Midianites. He takes him to a place to overlook the camp of the Midianites. And Gideon hears these people telling about a dream that this one man had in verse 13. And when Gideon had come, there was a man telling a dream to his companion. And he said, "I have had a dream. To my surprise, a loaf of barley bread tumbled into the camp of Midian, and it came to a tent and struck it so that it fell and overturned, and the tent collapsed." Well, verse 14, "Then his companion answered and said, this is nothing else but the sword of Gideon, the son of Joash, a man of Israel. Into his hand God has delivered Midian and the whole camp. So God gave Gideon even more confirmation. He gave him a sign through this dream. And many times God will give you a sign when you come to know the Lord Jesus, when the Holy Spirit is abiding in you. God will give you a sign. He will give you a vision. He will give you a dream. And these can be used to confirm. They can be used to warn you. They can be used to caution you. There's many reasons why God gives dreams. But if you're not having dreams from the Lord, you need to keep praying and ask the Lord to give you the Holy Spirit, because He will give you dreams. He will give you visions. He will give you signs that will confirm His call on your life, the direction that you need to be going, strategies to defeat the enemy in your life, wisdom to defeat the enemy, wisdom to deal with difficult situations, difficult people in your life. And if you're not having prophetic dreams and visions, beloved, you need to pray and ask the Lord to give you the Holy Spirit, because when the Holy Spirit is poured out on all mankind, it tells us in Joel 2:28, when the Holy Spirit is poured out on all mankind, your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men will dream dreams, and your young men will see visions. And so when the Holy Spirit is given to you, along with it comes dreams, visions, and the tools that you need to deal with the enemy, and the tools that you need to carry out whatever God is calling you to do. So I would suggest also that you start a dream journal, get a tablet and a journal, or a journal, and put it next to your bed with a pencil or a pen, and get ready to write and just ask the Lord, okay, Lord, I'm ready to receive what you want to download into me during the night. I'm ready to receive a dream or a vision. And if you do that, God will be faithful and true, and He will start to give you dreams that will help you in your Christian walk and help you deal with the enemy and deal with the difficult situations in your life. And so in verse 15 then, and so it was when Gideon heard the telling of the dream and its interpretation that he worshiped. Well, the interpretation of the dream, this loaf of barley bread went tumbling into the camp of the Midians and destroyed a tent of the Midians. And so this was a sign to Gideon. The barley bread represented the army of the Lord. Barley was a inferior grain to wheat, and in a way it still is for baking. And so this barley bread was an inferior or a low or a humble loaf of bread that rolled into the camp of the Midianites, and it destroyed their tent. And so God was saying, I'm going to take this low, humble person, Gideon, who thinks he has no strength, he's from the smallest tribe in Israel, and I'm going to take him and I'm going to use him in a way that's going to destroy the enemy of the Israelites. And so God gave Gideon a great strength, He gave him great courage, He gave him great encouragement with this dream. And so Gideon, after he received the interpretation of the dream, it says he worshiped. And so that's an instruction, a teaching for us. When God gives us a victory of some kind, we need to worship Him. We don't need to just wait until that time to worship, but we need to worship especially and give thanks to the Lord. Praise the Lord in all things. In all things rejoice. In all things praise the Lord. Pray believing as if you have already received. And so as you're praying for things in your life, as you're praying for things in your Christian walk, pray believing as if you've already received, and thank the Lord. Worship Him. Praise Him. Keep some praise and worship music going in your home. If you have sickness in your home, keep some praise and worship music going in your home. Drive those demons, those devils of sickness out of your home, and protect your home with the blood of Jesus. And if you worship and keep a heart of worship going in your life, beloved, you're going to see breakthroughs. You're going to see things happen in your life that you know God is for you, that you know God is opening doors for you that no man can shut. And so you worship the Lord as you go each and every day. You don't have to wait until you get to church on Sunday. You worship the Lord each and every day. You don't have to wait until you're in a specific place to worship. You can just praise the Lord each and every day. Buona Asafiwe, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Worship Him in everything that you do. And so Gideon worshiped, and then he returned to his own camp of Israel, and he said, "Arise, for the Lord has delivered the camp of Midian into your hand." And so the confidence, the boldness, the strength that God gave Gideon, he then spoke that out. He spoke it so that the other 300 in his army were encouraged and strengthened. And so when you speak out the words of the Lord, just as this radio broadcast, I hope, encourages you and gives you strength to go forward in your Christian walk, in your life, maybe go into a new part of ministry, maybe go into a new vocation, maybe start something new in your life, maybe break off some old addictions, some old habits, just as this broadcast encourages you. Then Gideon also encouraged those who were in the camp of the Israelites, and then they prepared to go make war against the Midianites. Well, God had a plan, as I spoke before, and God's plan didn't involve taking up swords. It didn't involve taking up bows and arrows. It didn't involve taking up horses and chariots. What it involved was 300 of these men going into three companies, 100 men in each company, and he put a trumpet, verse 16, into every man's hand with empty pitchers and torches inside the pitchers. Let me say that again. Three companies, 100 men in each company, into each man's hand he put a trumpet and an empty pitcher and a torch inside the pitcher, and that was it. And Gideon's probably going, now how in the world am I going to defeat the Midianites with just a trumpet and an empty pitcher with a torch inside? Well, God had a plan. He always does. And if you be obedient to Him, He will bring His plan to pass, and you can be victorious, just as He gave Gideon the victory over the Midianites. And here in verse 18, then Gideon explains to these 300 men, he said, "When I blow the trumpet, I and all who are with me, then you also blow the trumpets on every side of the whole camp and say, 'The sword of the Lord and of Gideon.'" And so Gideon and the 100 men who were with him came to the outpost of the camp at the beginning of the middle watch, just as they posted the watch, and they blew the trumpets and they broke the pitchers that were in their hands. And then the three companies, verse 20, blew the trumpets and broke the pitchers. So all 300 of the trumpets were blowing at the same time. They held the torches in their left hands and the trumpets in their right hand for blowing, and they cried, "The sword of the Lord and of Gideon." Well, Gideon didn't understand the magnitude. He had a small understanding of the magnitude of his God. He had a small understanding of the sword of the Lord, of his God. But beloved, when God says the sword of the Lord and of, and you can put your name in the blank right there, the sword of the Lord and of John and of Bill and of Mary and of Becky, whatever your name is, just put it in that blank right there. The sword of the Lord and of your name. And when God is with you, you don't need swords, you don't need spears, you don't need bows and arrows, you don't need military might. When God is with you, the prayers of the saints and the prayers of Gideon, and working in conjunction, in covenant with Almighty God, brought the victory. And the sword of the Lord was just these three simple articles: the trumpet, the pitcher, and the torch. And that was the sword of the Lord, and that was Gideon's sword that he had working for him that day. Well, beloved, God's ways are higher than our ways. We don't understand how God works. We don't understand the power and the magnitude of God. But beloved, when you are working with God, when you are called of God, he will be with you every step of the way. 1 Thessalonians 5:24 says, faithful is he who called you, and he will see it come to pass. When God puts you into battle, he will be there with you. The angels of the Lord in the days of Hezekiah killed 185,000 of the enemy soldiers that had come up against the children of Israel. When the enemy is coming against you, God will be for you. When the enemy is coming against you, you cry out to the Lord, you take the sword of the Lord and your name, and you take those articles that God gives you, and you use those articles, and his power and his might will bring victory for you in the battles that you are in. Well, let's look briefly at those three articles, the trumpets, the torches, and the pitchers, and let's look and see what those represent. And the trumpets, of course, is the call to battle. Every time in the Old Testament, whenever the Israelites moved into battle, the priests blew the trumpets, and when the people marched around Jericho in Joshua 6, chapter 6, verse 4, in the march around Jericho, the priests, the seven priests, shall bear seven ram's horns before the Ark of the Covenant. But the seventh day you shall march around the city seven times, and the priests shall blow the trumpets. And so the trumpets is a call to battle. It's a call to hearken to the Lord. When the Lord comes back for the rapture, 1 Thessalonians 4:16-17, it said, the trump shall sound, the Lord shall return in the clouds with the voice of an archangel and the trumpet of God. So one of the angels will blow the trumpet to hearken the people, to hearken the church to him, and the rapture will then take place. And so the trumpet is a call to battle. It's a quickening, a hearkening to the Lord. And so that was why the Lord gave Gideon trumpets for his 300 troops. Well, the next thing was the pitchers, the empty pitchers. And what does that represent? It represents that we are earthen vessels. We are empty vessels waiting to receive what the Lord wants to pour into our vessels. 2 Corinthians 4:7, the Apostle Paul says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. And so, beloved, you come to the Lord as an empty vessel, as a potter makes a vessel of clay. The Lord can do with you as he wills, as he wishes. And so you come to him as an empty vessel and you say, Lord, fill me up till I overflow. Fill me up. I want to do your will. I want to do your work. You fill me up, and I will be ready then to be poured out as a drink offering. And so that is the empty pitcher. Paul said in 2 Timothy 4:6, for I am already being poured out like a drink offering. And so Paul spoke those words near the end of his life. He had been a faithful ambassador, a faithful warrior for the kingdom, and God was pouring him out at the end of his life as a drink offering. Well, the last was the torches that were in the pitchers. Deuteronomy 4:24, our God is a jealous God, a consuming fire. And so the torches represent the consuming fire of God. Our God is an all-consuming fire. He will burn out anything that is not of him. He will burn out in your life anything that is not of him. And so you invite that consuming fire into your life and you watch it burn out the stubble and the straw and the wood and the charcoal and those things that don't have much value. He will burn those out. And so you can then be left with just precious stones, and the refiner's fire then will bring precious stones and precious material out of your life that you can make an offering to the Lord. And so there it is, beloved, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon, the trumpets, the pitchers, the torches, and those three things defeated the massive army of the Midianites. Well, it goes on to say that in verse 28 of chapter 8, and thus Midian was subdued before the children of Israel, so that they lifted their heads no more, and the country was quiet for 40 years in the days of Gideon. Well, beloved, there it is, 40 years of peace because of the faithfulness, because of the obedience of one man. Even as timid and shy and weak as he was, God used this one man, Gideon, to bring peace for 40 years to the nation of Israel and the Midianites who had been tormenting them for years and stealing from them for years and causing them all kinds of chaos and disease. These Midianites were subdued and they were defeated by the hand of God. Well, beloved, I hope this message brings encouragement to you. My God is able to supply everything that you need. He is able to strengthen you in the day of battle. He is able to heal you. And even greater than all of that, He is able to save you. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I encourage you to bow your knee to Him today. Confess, repent of your sins, confess His name, and He will be faithful and true to save you. Follow it up with Christian baptism, with submersion baptism, and you will be saved. Let me know you've made that decision, and we can walk with you and get you some material to start you on your Christian walk. Well, stay tuned for contact information. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear from you that you support this ministry, that you are praying for us, and so stay tuned for contact information. Thank you again for listening. God bless you. Tune in again next week. Have a great week.